1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Developments in the war between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calling for the Palestinian Authority to oversee Gaza and the West Bank instead of Israel. Talks underway on a deal to get desperately needed humanitarian aid into the war zone and hostages out.
Israeli ground forces say they've destroyed 130 Hamas tunnels. Talks for a pause in the fighting are ongoing. Sources say Israel is considering a proposal from Egypt and Qatar for a humanitarian pause in exchange for the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas.
ABC's Liz Landers. Hollywood celebrating the end of the actor strike. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher tweeted on X, quote, "We did it." And Republican candidates for president squared off in a debate last night in Miami, where frontrunner former President Trump was a no-show the Israel-Hamas war top issue. This is ABC News. In Michigan today, a court hears arguments over whether the 14th Amendment to the Constitution bars Donald Trump from running for re-election. Case also playing out in Colorado and Minnesota involves the former president's actions around the January 6th insurrection. The Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled his name can appear on the primary election ballot, but opponents could try to keep Trump off the general election forms if he wins the Republican nomination. A rare event at last night's Country Music Association Awards.
Lainey Wilson took home the big prize, Entertainer of the Year, Wednesday night's CMA Awards.
You know, I've been in this town for 12 and a half years, and it finally feels like country music is starting to love me back. I love it with my whole heart.
It's the first time a woman has won the top prize in 12 years, since Taylor Swift did it in 2011. Wilson also won Album of the Year for Bell Bottom Country. The show aired on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Giannis gets ejected from the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks and the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Third quarter, Bucks up by 11, and Giannis takes it full court, slams down a signature dunk, the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Giannis' third block, he's going to take it off!
After the bucket, Giannis followed up with a monster face and then a whistle foul. Number 34, technical for celebration.
And if they called a technical foul on Giannis, that's his second, and he would be gone for the game.
And he seems unapologetic about it. He's saying he's out.
What did he do?
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin after the game.
I thought he made a tremendous play, and he was extremely respectful to the refs. And, you know, I think I just got to do a better job of protecting them.
The final, Milwaukee 120, Detroit 118. The Bucks now head to Indiana to play the Pacers. Game time tonight, 6 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 48. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Starting to feel like Christmas out there. You see the wreaths are all lit up?
That's cool. When we left yesterday morning, I saw the trucks with the lifts. Lift. Yeah, putting up the wreaths. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's a lot of cool stuff coming up. And we talked about the botanical gardens. They've been working like crazy putting up their 300,000 lights. But the city looks good. DePere does a good job, I think, with their wreaths.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely, they do.
They do a good job. And of course, all the cities, I think that's worth spending a little bit of money to help celebrate the season. So, yeah, I think that's cool. That's going to be fun.
I still want to know something.
Yeah.
Who controls the lights on the bridge?
When I was there, it was really DPW in the mayor's office.
Who's DPW?
Department of Public Works.
Okay.
That's a pretty decent-sized department. I mean, in most municipalities, the budget is X, but the majority of it goes, the largest budget, let's say it's $100 million, probably $23 million goes to police, $22 goes to fire, and $21 goes to DPW.
Okay.
So that, when you get your tax bill, that's the majority of it. I mean, then there's parks and everything else. But so DPW is their director. See, they may have a committee now, Johnny. I don't know. But when I was there, I would just call Steve and say, look, I don't know if it was a true partnership. I would just kind of call and say, look, these are the colors they're going to be.
That's for me. I'm just curious.
I don't know if Eric does that.
Is there one big switch? How many different colors are there? I'm just kind of curious about that now that I'm staying down here.
And you see it every night.
And you see it all the time. I'm just curious who determines what colors should be lit up at what time.
I can find that out pretty easily. And the variety of lights it's pretty awesome.
I want to be the guy in control.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to happen, but maybe if there's a committee.
Yeah, I'll get on the committee.
Yes.
Okay.
And say, look, I think we need to, and again, I have no say in this anymore, but there's some pretty cool things going up. Southwest kicks off their music club. It would be nice to do blue and white, when they kick that off next, it's next week. Of course, we talked about.
No, but here's what I'd like to do. So I'd like to be in charge. But here's what I want. I want people to, contact me. I'll have a separate, email or whatever for it. And, give me a reason why you should think it should be such and such color on this day.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you know what? That makes sense.
Right.
Let's do that.
Right.
And then you know what they can do? They can go and get their picture taken. It's like, look at this. This one is orange and black for us today because we're, whatever.
Yeah, the black, we would just turn the lights off.
Or that,
we don't have black lights. But, for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, I think.
Can you talk to somebody about getting me on the
committee? I will. And it's too bad you missed the dedication of the bridge lighting, because that was one of we had a ton of events, but that was one of the more enjoyable events. And we played songs to honor the different lighting. Like we played Yellow Submarine and lit them
up. That's what I mean. We just did
a lot of cool. I swear, the variety of those lights, you'd be surprised because when you see them, I don't even know what they are today. I should know.
I think they're. Are they yellow because of the Steelers already? Do they do
Thursday?
That for even if you're on the road?
No, we didn't. But maybe
that's
they
what
do.
I mean. No, yeah, but I
wanted... we did. I have to think about that, John. I don't know. I was my goal with that was it wasn't all Packer. I mean, they've got their own district. It was really more the community,
right?
We did stuff for breast cancer was paying kids,
that's
right?
What I mean.
And all that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I think we need to tie into UWGB, like they're playing tonight. So you want to do green and white? I don't know. Like I said, some of these high schools got some cool stuff going on. And
for Veterans Day, maybe like kind of a red, white, and blue.
Well, we have that.
Okay.
For sure we got red, white, and blue.
All right.
But is that going to happen this weekend?
That's what I mean.
I hope so. Wait, actually,
if I was in charge, it would happen. So talk to somebody.
Actually, that veterans thing, because tonight Daddy D Productions mm-hmm. is playing at the Carr Museum. Salute
yes.
to veterans.
Very cool.
There's a cool thing going on tonight at UWGB. Remember she said they're rappelling?
Yep.
Down the back.
Yeah, she texted me. She said, hey, you're going to be here. You're going to do it.
I know.
To practice and
rappel.
And I'm like, I got my days totally mixed up. And I said, for sure next year. Not even a question. For sure next year. But anyway, here's another thing that I want. Another thing I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm still very disappointed in the signage for the Bart Starr Bridge.
That's
and the
lame.
I went and looked at it
after you said that.
What do you think?
Yeah, you're right.
It's terrible.
It is. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Bart Starr deserves a much more prominent sign.
Yeah. I. You know what? I've driven over that. I don't know, because I work over there.
But you never noticed it?
No.
It just looks like a street sign.
Yeah, until you told me to look, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there it
Shouldn't
is.
Shouldn't that be something big and bold and
a
picture of Bart Starr on it?
Those bronze plaques are cool. And
they are, but I think it needs a little bit more exposure from the road as you're driving by. Otherwise, it just looks like some kind of a sign next to a cyclone fence or whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's a lot. That's not my decision.
Is that Eric?
There's a lot that could happen with that. It was just, if you're going to do something, you should do it right. And I think to honor Bart Starr was kind of a good idea.
No question.
But
give it a little more oomph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. That
How much does
a
sign cost? I mean,
well, I think
you could do a fundraiser.
Right. I was just going to say that. I think there's private money that would do that. But, I mean, come on. You saw the budget. Was it $123 million?
Yeah. Should be enough for a cool sign.
Right.
Okay.
So anyway,
we're having Bart Starr Jr. on this show next
week.
He's
coming on next week.
Yes.
Which he is a great guy.
Yes.
As was his dad.
Yes.
So,
but I just think Bart Starr.
Well, let's not bring that up.
More.
I know he was a little. Bart Starr wasn't real happy. There's that Bart Starr Drive.
Yeah. Well, that's. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I do.
And I think he was expecting more development there when
right.
he came. And I think.
Well, it's starting now, right?
It's starting now, but how long ago was that?
I don't know.
So, that whole Cannondale,
right.
McCarthy, McCarthy's one block over, but that whole Titletown Packer district, I think the expectations for the people with the street signs were higher than...
Yeah, I agree. Because isn't the Reggie White way over there? Is
yeah.
your thing on Reggie White way?
Yeah, and that's all... That whole area is prime for redevelopment.
Yeah,
it really
absolutely.
Is. I mean...
when's the going to open over there? Legacy.
My wife just talked about that yesterday. Yeah, that's got to be soon,
gotta be really
right?
Close,
like
right?
in the next month.
Well, were you with Tony O? You were with Tony O on Saturday, right?
I was.
Did he say anything about?
Just he's doing that top bar. Whatever.
What's that called? Is it the bar that's called Legacy, and
nope.
the hotel is something else, or is it all one?
No, I think it's
the
Legacy. Yeah, we should because they've been on here. No, I think it's the Legacy Hotel and that. Skytop. What is it called? No,
okay,
it's called Skytop.
Yeah. We should know these things.
Yeah.
We should know. This is the
How about, hey, we got a producer, and then we got a new guy,
Conrad. Yeah.
Conrad, what's that called?
Why isn't Todd checking this stuff out?
Because I'm busy.
Fact-finding?
Okay.
Wow.
Todd, we're just talking about all the great things happening. Johnny got off on his little lighting tangent.
What do you think of my idea, though, Todd?
I like your idea.
Yeah,
I think that's a great way, and I think mine and the mayor should run that and make the money on it.
We could put the switch in here.
Yes! I like this.
Oh,
that would
nice.
Be fun.
Eric, if you're listening, give us a call. What's our number?
He does listen.
I know. Eric,
he's got my personal. He's
920-264-0606.
Yep.
Eric, what we'd like to do is be on the committee, actually.
To control the lights.
We would like to be the committee.
Yes, just us. It's a two-person committee.
It's a two-person committee.
We're letting Todd in.
Yeah. Todd, okay, Todd in case there's a tie.
Yes.
I'll probably have to be the guy changing the light bulbs. Yeah, don't you think
that,
right?
We need somebody to do that. Todd would be perfect at that.
They're a lot easier to change now. Those old lights, we had to float a barge underneath, and it was just a pain.
Did you really?
So, yeah. So these are easier to change, and these are LEDs, so they last a lot longer. I
would love to ride. You know, I saw it one day there was a big barge, and it was pushing something huge.
So yeah.
I would love to ride on a barge one day doing something like that. Can I hitch a ride?
I think that's doable.
Oh, I do. I think
those guys are some of the nicest guys. They would call and some of those ships that came in, and you know, they like to show off what they're doing.
I would like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope we're bringing the tall ships back.
I think
too,
they
summer thing.
They're pilots, right? Call them a pilot?
Captain.
No, I think pilot.
No.
I think for barges, they're called pilots. I'll bet you on this.
I don't want to bet. I
Todd?
I'll look it up.
Thank you.
Anyway, barges, but that's not like a...
But you're a pilot. That's an important job.
But that's not like a sexy vessel, barge.
Well, I think it is. I think if I was a ship, I'd be a barge.
Well, here's the thing.
I'd like the 300-foot,
could you
just those huge ships.
Could you do that?
Yeah, I'll go take a head time.
So there are several things you could call them. Captain is one. Skipper is another, but also known as pilot.
Give me a ding, please.
Let me just change the page here and do that
for the record.
Just quiet.
For the record.
Thank you.
Skipper. Those were all skipper, whatever he called it, captain. But the captain was the top, got top billing.
Yeah, but that's pilot. When you're a barge pilot.
No, you really have selective listening. You hear what you want to hear. I bet you when your wife tells you a whole bunch of stuff, you're like, you're one thing.
Not listening to you.
Exactly.
Today is Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. I've never had a fried chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
No, like grilled chicken, but not fried chicken.
Fried, like deep fried, like a... No,
you've never had a Nashville. What is that? Isn't that the Nashville chicken sandwich? What about all these Popeyes that are popping up all over?
Aren't those grilled?
No, not all of them. No.
I thought
chicken.
That was grilled.
So you got to take back what you said because I've seen you in line. So you have had those. You just didn't know what you were eating.
They've got the breading on the outside?
Right.
Yeah.
Come on. That's fried.
It's fried.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, we're celebrating their day. They have their own day. Can you believe that? National Fried Chicken Day.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
That's what I mean.
It's a sandwich. It's not...
Everybody's had fried chicken. Remember?
Yes.
Remember the one... do they still make Shake and Bake?
Yes, they do.
And it's not fried, it's Shake and Bake, and I helped. Remember that commercial?
Yes. Very annoying.
Yeah. This is great fried chicken, honey. It's not fried, Daddy. It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I don't think that commercial would work today.
I think it would.
Has a lot of.
Well, they're all Southerners, you know. World Freedom Day today. I did not know that. Hey, how about this? World Peace Day. You know what I mean? It's like earlier.
What are we doing?
Exactly. Happy birthday, Lou Ferrigno. Only 72. It seems like he would be older, doesn't it?
He's still living?
He's still alive, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would think he would have been older for some reason. All right.
Yeah. Wow, that's... when you come up with these names, Todd, I don't know where you find this, but...
That was the only one that really stood out to me.
I can't believe that.
And also, I have to tell you something. Yesterday, your comment about Bonnie Raitt really offended me.
Right.
I don't think.
Comment?
Mine. His.
What did you say?
I said, look, out of all the people born today, I mean, there's 7
Bonnie
billion
Raitt
people.
Bonnie Raitt is an excellent musician and singer-songwriter.
I love Bonnie Raitt.
Okay, my gosh.
I'm just saying, out of 7 billion people divided by 365, how many people were born on that day? Like millions. And he picks Bonnie Raitt?
First of all, it's Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
But I'm disappointed.
Mind on the Mayor. We got a big show for you. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
It's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That not only is there 2 shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, Todd, I apologize. I don't hear this again, so, okay. God, we are, this is the music of Bonnie Raitt. What's her name? What's her last
Bonnie
name?
Bonnie Raitt. R-A-I-T-T.
Country.
By the way, I love beginning the day with a friendly voice, but what's the second line? I hear lasagna is obtrusive. We're going to have to look that up on your theme song. That just came in this morning.
Really?
I love begin the day with a friendly voice. That's on your theme. And then it says, what's the second line? I hear lasagna is obtrusive. I'll have to look that up. Okay. But another text came in. I agree, Todd. Her version of John Prine's Angel from Montgomery is classic. Thank you, Terry.
I think she's got one of the greatest voices of all time.
She's a great rock and roller blues.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wasn't,
I mean,
what's
she's
his
not
name?
ABBA, but.
Wasn't, what's his go. Name in ABBA's this video? Great. The actor Dennis Quaid, Randy Quaid. No, Dennis Quaid.
Dennis, I think.
Dennis Quaid was in that video for about 1983. You don't remember that, Jim?
No, not at all. Not
there's, there's
at all.
There's nothing to, there's, Bonnie Raitt doesn't give you anything to dislike. Let me put it that way. By the
is
way, I watched.
Is she still around?
Yeah. I watched Country Music Awards last night. You watched the debate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Todd and I both agree. Kind of boring, huh, Todd?
So were the debates.
Yeah. I mean, last year was a really great broadcast.
Right.
And I'm not, I mean, I like country music, but I'm not totally into it, so I kind of just watch for the fun.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Hey, that Jelly Bean, God bless him, but my goodness, he's got to be, what, 400 pounds?
Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll, I'm sorry, not Jelly Bean. Jelly Roll. Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Whoo!
A country guy?
Yeah. He's got tattoos all over his face. It's really popular right
now. I thought
right
that
now.
Was that.
It's Jelly Roll.
Who's that guy with tattoos? He's in the news. I think he's a criminal.
El Chapo?
No, not El Chapo. He's not allowed tattoos. That guy runs that. That guy should be teaching at Harvard. That guy, his distribution model is like unbelievable.
Tattoo, an entertainer with tattoos.
Yeah,
in his face.
It's like six gun or something. Six pack, six shooter. He's got like tattoos all over his.
Well, everybody does. Blueface?
No,
he's a big rapper now.
I think this guy. I saw him in court. I'm like, you know, the rule we've talked about, you know, never have a tattoo where a judge can see it. This guy failed that test. Miserably.
I've never heard that because everybody's got tattoos these days.
When we were kids, what'd they tell you?
Yeah, no, don't get a tattoo. I know.
Where
it was only it was only the guys who would come back from like the Navy or the Marines.
Those, that was all right.
They would
guys,
all have
they,
a tattoo. But kids my age were, no, I didn't know of a single person that had one.
Yeah.
Nobody. Do you have
anyway,
one?
No.
Oh.
No, we do. No. I'm not going to ask.
I bet more people have tattoos than don't.
No way.
Of our listeners,
not
I bet
even,
they do.
No way.
Quick poll?
Not even close.
Quick poll.
I don't want to do that.
Todd, can we do a quick poll?
I mean, if you'd like to.
I'd like to do a quick
whatever
poll.
You'd like
do you
to
have
do.
A tattoo, yes or no? I'm a yes, so one for me.
And no for me.
Okay.
Well, yes for me. Conrad, do you have a tattoo?
I do not.
He doesn't.
All right.
Well,
so,
you're
all
getting
right.
one, Conrad, if you're sticking around here.
Yeah, right.
No,
right now.
Conrad,
you're
no.
getting WGBW on your neck.
Mine on the mayor.
You want to work?
Right across your forehead.
Say that right now.
I hope he comes back tomorrow.
I get this. How was the CMA tribute to Jimmy Buffett? I thought that was good. They did a nice tribute to Jimmy Buffett, and it was Alan Jackson and some of those people.
Well, yeah. That's cool.
Kenny Chesney. Was
Kenny
he?
Chesney. Yeah. It was really good. What was that one? Son of a Pirate or whatever they did.
Yeah.
That really, really good.
Well, that...
What'd you say?
Jimmy Buffett, they did that really well. I didn't see that.
Oh, I thought, did you just correct me on my grammar?
No, not...
Yeah,
no,
you just, did.
I was,
you just corrected me.
I was adding
live
on to...
Live on the air, because I said John, they did it really good. You said, well.
John, I just like, said... John, I didn't.
Wow, Mr. Harvard.
John, I just
hey,
said...
I got my Mesabi Range mug here. Don't you start pulling that H-bomb on me, buddy. I'll
are
pull
still,
M-bomb on you.
I didn't get to ask yesterday. I want to... Is that, are they still open?
Yeah, they're still open. That's why she was there. Dr. Kristen was there and bought me the nice mug.
Okay. Anyway, so you watched the CMA Awards,
yeah.
which you said was not
it was
all
kinda
there.
Like, yeah.
And I watched the debate, no, and I ended up turning it off.
Because Lainey Wilson was the big winner of the night. She won everything, okay?
I thought the... Oh, this guy needs to get in.
Is she coming to Green Bay, Lainey Wilson?
I never heard of her.
Because I got to see her. I love Lainey Wilson. You don't know who Lainey Wilson is?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, on the debate, we talked about this a little bit before.
You know, you're actually younger than me, aren't you? You're a year younger than me.
Yeah.
And you seem like you're 20 years older. you just do that.
Who won the contest, though? Who looks older? Did I win that?
I won that.
Did you?
I won.
That you won? That you look
that
younger?
That you look old. Yeah, that I look younger than you. I think it was like 65 to 35%.
I don't know.
Todd would have the exact figures.
Yeah, no, I don't think we ever completed that poll. I think we got cut off early that day.
No, I think we're right on it.
Yeah.
I think it was 65 to 35. That's all it was. Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
So, hey, we've got, let's talk about what's coming up.
Yeah,
today,
we got a big thing we got. We're talking.
And tomorrow we had someone who called and said, you know, you've been wanting me to get on the show. And we're so busy tomorrow. We have five guests, I think, tomorrow. So
yeah.
We put them till next week. But there's some pretty cool guests that are, then another show is getting a little bit of traction. People are more aware of it, and we're going to have some great people coming on. Today's good.
Today's real good. We're going to talk some UW Green Bay men's basketball. We got one of the players coming in. We got a great friend of mine. It's the Marine Corps' birthday.
I know, which is awesome. I've been to that event.
That ball, when they have their ball, it's really something. So that's coming up. We have Chuck Wellens, a Vietnam Marine vet. He's going to be joining us. So we got a lot of stuff going
on. It's important. People have got to find a way to celebrate Veterans Day.
Yes. You know, we're going to be there. We're going to be talking about that on Saturday morning. We're going to be at the Duck Creek VFW. It's breakfast for the veterans, but anybody can come. We're going to talk more about that. And what we're going to do is we're going to go there, and we're going to basically record a show, so to speak, with the veterans, and then we're going to play it, I believe, on Thanksgiving Day.
Which is totally appropriate.
Yes. I think that's really
a really
cool.
good idea. And then
it's Todd's idea. But we're going to be there.
I think that's my idea. And then we...
Wait a minute. And then, stop.
Hey, how funny is this? Todd was in deep conversation with Brandon over there with the thing. And
Conrad?
Yeah, Conrad. Yeah. We'll call you Brandon from here on out.
Then he heard us, like, you ripping him. Whoa! The headphones go off. Wait a minute.
Go ahead,
Todd. Anyway.
I just want to make it clear that was my idea.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about the broadcast. I think it's going to be a great show.
Me too. I'm really excited about that. 8 to 10, right?
Correct.
On Saturday morning, VFW in Duck Creek in Howard.
That's when we're recording. We'll play it back from 6 to 8 on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, no, we'll play it back 8. Or, yeah, 6 to 8 on Thanksgiving. Yes.
Yep.
But, you know, another thing, though, with that, have you ever been there to that? I mean, they've been doing it for about 20-some years now. And we were there right from the very beginning with my radio show and everything. And it used to be huge. But when it first started, there wasn't nearly as many special events for veterans on Veterans Day. Now there's so many, it's incredible, which is fantastic. I think that's awesome. But I think that Duck Creek VFW, with what they did out there, I think they were really on the forefront of having other places say, hey, wait a minute, why aren't we doing something like this?
And there's Larry Heierman. He does some event with the out at the Rush Center at the the Veterans Plaza.
Yeah. Armed Force Drive.
He does something out there. And then, like we said, you know, Daddy D Productions does a whole veterans tribute show. It's tonight at the Carr Museum, and then Friday and Saturday at the Riverside Ballroom. Tonight, UWGB. They have stuff going on all week at GB.
Absolutely.
Too. Remember, she talked about tomorrow. There's the chancellor speaking, and just to honor the. So I think that's great because people have got to make a special connection to the veterans, and you know, besides being grateful, is participate in one of these events and support.
No question.
And there's, like you said, compared to 20 years ago, there's a lot.
It's incredible.
It's very cool.
It's incredible. That's what I was trying to get across. But I think this Duck Creek VFW, and I'm glad they're still going, since a lot of VFWs are struggling these days with memberships.
Yeah.
And they still got this one going out there. And
it's going strong.
Proud and honored to be out there on Saturday morning. We're going to talk a lot more about that. We got a lot to talk about. We're just getting warmed up. Mino and the Mayor, back after this. Just can't buy one look from you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers.
The Israel-Hamas war continues, but talks are underway on a pause allowing humanitarian aid into Gaza and hostages out. Secretary of State Antony Blinken now suggesting the Palestinian Authority should oversee Gaza and the West Bank long term. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel should govern Gaza for an indefinite period. Former President Trump, a no-show at last night's Republican presidential debate in Miami. The Israel-Hamas war, a top issue. So was abortion. One fiery moment, candidate Vivek Ramaswamy mentioned Nikki Haley's adult daughter as a TikTok user while they sparred over Chinese influence.
In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter, the next generation of Americans.
Haley responded, calling Ramaswamy scum. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to use public money to make repairs at American Family Field is expected to go to the full Senate next week. Two legislative committees approved an amended version of the bill on Wednesday. While it is not known if the new bill has enough votes to pass in the Senate, Governor Evers says he would sign it if it made its way to his desk. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade dual-language teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbow Land being cut from a first-grade concert. Among other things, the school district says Temple was airing a personal grievance. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 48. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit BugTussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit BugTussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. A good look at Thursday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You know, we can't control inflation and skyrocketing prices, but there is something that can be done at home to dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks, and now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Verified by the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, who has Pella Windows and hasn't paid a heating bill since, correct?
They sure went down after we put our Pella Windows in, I'll tell you that. It was significant for us because we live in a little older house, and the previous owner should have done what we did. But yes, it was nice to get that done. And I do want to add, and I talked to Pella, maybe when they're, but take a look at the doors too. So, because those two things, windows and doors, will save you significant amount, and the payback is relatively quick. So, anyway.
Hey, Todd, can I get some background music?
We need either.
Well, like, would you, sure. Hey, hang on a second.
Like when they bring in the bulls. You know what I'm talking
the
about?
Bulls, no.
Do you want some Trans-Himerian Heart?
No.
Remember how he said that yesterday?
Yeah.
Trans-Himerian Heart?
Just wait. Trans-Himerian Just wait. You guys, I want to. You guys, listen to me. I want the music. Find the music when they bring out the Chicago Bulls. Have you been to a game?
A Chicago Bulls game? I never have.
You know, deal that dun 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 dun. You know, they do the strobes.
I know what you're talking about.
Thank you for finding that.
Give me 5 seconds.
We will talk about. I just want to talk about introduction. Johnny, John, you've been to enough sporting events, much more than I have.
Here we go.
Right? This is the bomb for basketball.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from your Mighty Phoenix of UW Green Bay, at guard, 6'6". A three-time first-team all-conference performer in high school. 1,000-point club. State qualifying team. All-state senior. Conference champion. Two-time MVP. All-star game. 2019 conference champion. The former Viking from Denmark High School, Zane Shore.
Thank you guys very much for having me on.
It's 6:37 in the morning, and he's got that. So he must.
Hi, Zane.
No, he's doing awesome. Something right.
He's doing something right. I just gotta think, from a guy like you with all those awards and accolades, that never gets old.
I mean, in all my days, he's done the craziest announcement I've ever seen in my years of playing. So he's did a really good job with that. That was
great
awesome.
Having you here.
Yeah, welcome in studio. Thank you for being here.
And of course, I love the fact that we got local guys on the team. I think that's so cool. You guys at Denmark had such a run. It was incredible.
It was really fun.
Baseball and basketball.
Yeah, baseball team's doing real good. Real good.
And then I still think it's one of the most, I mean, I've covered sports forever, right?
Yeah.
One of the most, in all my time covering sports, one of the most amazing things I've ever seen happened last spring at Denmark, when the track team didn't have enough guys for, like, was it the mile relay or the one of them? And what they did is got three guys off the baseball team who had never run track before, and they win the state.
That's awesome.
Win the state. That's unbelievable.
That's probably because we have like 90 kids in our class, so there's like 40 guys to go around, and they got to put them in places, plug and play everywhere.
And they win the state. That's just incredible. They win the baseball state, and then group wins the state in track. That's just amazing.
Something to be said about those small towns stepping up.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, right? The parents, the students.
From early on, too, it's everything. Like, I know growing up with my unit, we knew each other since like third grade. We all played on the same teams. We split up for a 2-year stretch in middle school, you know, and they go, you have too many kids enrolled. You used to do two teams at a time. I mean, that's the only time we were ever apart. So you get real close with each other.
I want to talk about college, but I want one more plug for your high school. I work as you may or may not know, at the new community shelter, the homeless shelter. And Denmark sends a group of students over in the summer to do like a work day project. I just think that's really cool that, you know, Denmark, kind of a smaller town, smaller community. They just, you do
I
a
love
lot
Denmark.
Of,
I really
yeah,
do.
They
I
do a lot Denmark's of stuff cool right out there.
I'm going to be there tomorrow. Plan. They're at their middle school Veterans Day type ceremony every year. They do a great job with that.
Those are real huge events for us growing up. I remember like those assemblies and those get-togethers are a big part of it. The band performances they put on there.
And they honor like every person in the school. Like if they have a family member that were in the military,
that's cool.
Every one of them, their picture goes up.
So you remember that growing up? Like how old are you?
I'm 22. Okay. 22, well, yeah.
Still in that. But you're... How things going at GB? I mean, that, I'm so, like Johnny said, we love when they attract
the
local talent. Yep.
I think Green Bay has done a really, really good job at trying to keep Green Bay a Wisconsin thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really hard for mid-major schools nowadays to recruit. So, I mean, keeping it in state, recruiting, trying to get good players is a real hard task to kind of, you know, do equally at the same time. And I think Green Bay's been doing a really good job with it.
And I think Green Bay has gotten so much better as far as developing D1 athletes than years ago. I mean, years ago, it was like, you know, okay, God bless them. Some kid would go to Oshkosh or go to wherever. But, you know, over the years, we've had a lot of high-level D1 players from like within a 100-mile radius of where we're sitting right now, which is unusual.
Yeah, Wisconsin has had a ton of talent come out of it. I mean, we're talking draft picks.
Yes.
First rounders.
Like, yes.
And lottery picks.
Yes.
Like, we're having a lot of that come out. I mean, it's
Tyler
awesome.
Hero. I mean, my goodness gracious, what a story that is.
This year we had a 19th overall pick, Brandon Podzimski. He's from Milwaukee.
That's right. That's right.
19th
and then
overall.
What's his name from Oshkosh a couple of years ago?
Halliburton. And Jalen Johnson. He's averaging like 14 for the Hawks right now, too.
I mean, this is pretty amazing what Wisconsin has done in a short time.
Really?
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
I think there's a high level program out of Milwaukee for AAUIs. I mean, it floats every couple of years, but like they put the kids together and they do a real good job developing from like that freshman year on to, you know, senior year. And I mean, we've had a bunch of big kids. So
well, that's the thing though too. I mean, even like your Denmark team, you guys were pretty huge.
We
did
were
you go
big.
Like 6'10", 6'10", 6'6"?
Yeah, we had a few people over 6'8". And then, I mean, I was big for high school, too. So it was, we had a good farm boy. So big farm boy is what it was.
That's awesome.
I'm barely pushing 5'1".
Yeah. What do you, I want to talk about the here and now, but I also want, are you looking down the road?
See, for me, I've battled a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries. And it's kind of... it's kind of derailed mine. I mean, I'm very realistic in what I, you know, have to offer, and nothing big scheme like that. Just trying to
healthy,
get through. Yeah,
get on the
floor. You gotta stay healthy and get on. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know what I loved about Sundance the other night when Jim and I were there. When he'd pull somebody out of the game, he would talk to him, and he was like, it wasn't because some coaches back in the day, you pull somebody out and you would just get ripped into if you screwed up.
End of the bench.
End of the bench. You just or they'd ignore you and you'd. And I loved it that you could see him pointing out on the floor and doing whatever and really teaching every time he pulled somebody out of a game. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, communication is a real must-have at that level. And having a mutual respect for a player to coach is a big thing, too. And, I mean, it's hard to get into a player's, good side, I guess. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. You should be wanting to be on the coach's good side. But it's through, the last couple of years, it's been more both ways as far as communication goes.
How tough is it? I mean, it's pretty amazing. You guys, this group you have at UW Green Bay right now, the basketball team, almost everybody's new. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. How do you take, you know, 12, 15 guys and, you know, try to get cohesive in a short time? And by the way, we're talking with Zane Short for UW Green Bay men's basketball.
And last year, too, was the same thing. There was like 13 new guys, 3 guys stayed, and it's tough. There's a lot of personality in one locker room that needs to figure out its spot, and only so many people can, you know, take front and center. And that's that trying to figure out whose personality should go where is the biggest part.
That's kind of part of life.
Yeah. I mean, in any environment, there's workplaces like that, everything.
We're still figuring that out here.
Try it in politics. The coach, we've had him on here a couple times, and, you know, like, I know he's your coach and you got to stay on his good side, but he seems like he's more than an X's and O basketball guy. Like, he's really kind of wants you guys to develop into like good citizens, good students.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of any coach's dream. Some coaches are more vocal about it than others. And I know from my talks with him, one-on-one. He's very much what you got going on after. What's your plan?
What's the life plan, huh?
What do you have to nice. Bring to the table as far as a human? He's really good guy.
What do you want
to
do down the road?
Psychology.
Oh, wow.
I'm really big into psychology, mental health side of things. I would like to get a master's and a doctorate down the road for that.
That's fantastic.
You can come and do some casework here.
You know what? Give me a few years of practice. I might need a lot. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we need it now, I'll tell you that.
What a great thing. What a great field to go into.
That's awesome.
I'm really excited. It's just something I like. It comes second nature, and it doesn't feel like a job to me if I were to have to do it for an extended
period. What type of people would you like to help?
I would like to do clinical, work with anybody, and then have an emphasis in sports, so maybe be hired out to a professional or college team, and then just have my own private practice on the side.
That's fantastic. So, you know who's doing some of that right now is Steve Jones. He'd been the head football coach at Kimberly, and they won all those state championships, and he pretty much does it now, and you see him on the Packers sidelines.
They went on a run.
Yes. Yeah, did they ever? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you see him on the Packers sidelines now, and I was talking to him at the game the other night in Kimberly. And he said, yeah, he's worked with Coach LaFleur on different things like that, the mental aspect of everything. It's huge now.
It's huge. I mean, everybody.
Every team's going to have one of those.
Yeah, and everybody has a brain is what I always thought, too. So it's like even if that field gets saturated, there's going to be a lot of people that need help. I mean, it's everybody has their problems, everybody has their issues, and everybody has a brain. So.
People have no idea in sports how many people have depression.
Oh, my goodness.
They have no idea, do they? And I used to see it firsthand, and it almost like wasn't diagnosed. Right.
I mean, I'm not afraid to admit, or I'll go out and, be very transparent about it. But like after injuries and stuff like that, I get real down too. I've been down. I shattered my right shooting wrist. I've torn some tendons in my feet, like back to back years. Like it's just, you think you're right there and then you shatters everything.
That's awesome. People could say, well, it's just sports. No, it's not. It's a lot more than sports. It's your life that you've put.
Right.
It's what I mean. It's like if you.
Absolutely.
It's seriously not kidding around with this, but like with your singing, if like you train to be a professional singer and then something happened to your vocal cords, it's like it can be devastating mentally to these people.
I mean, I've been doing it since second grade. You know, you get so close to a dream that you've always wanted, and then something out of your control happens to you, and then you feel defeated, like you can't do anything about it.
You'll be great in that field you're talking about since you were 10 years old, right? Having some of these thoughts and experiences, and then but with academics, you're gonna have to go on to school.
Yeah, I've taken that very seriously. I'll be graduating this December.
Okay,
is my last semester because of transferring and stuff like that. Came from a JUCO, added a semester, but
this December you graduate?
Degree. I've been able to keep myself pretty good together with grade wise, and it's been a big emphasis on my part is,
that's awesome.
That's fantastic. Well,
God bless you for doing that.
That's fantastic.
We need you out there. Yeah.
Well, one of those things, though, too, Zane, and it's like sometimes the tough things that you get handed then become a bonus for you down the road, because when somebody tells you about where you can be like, yeah, I've been there. It's like, no, you don't understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but this was my dream. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I think that's very important then for these struggles you've gone to help you in that next career.
Yeah, and I mean, I had a weird path too, so I've always thought I could, relate to anybody I'd ever be paired up with, going from, D3 school to some junior colleges to ending up at Green Bay. Like, I've been all up and down that spectrum of what you could ever, be involved with, so.
What were your, give me your travels from high school, from the Denmark high school to
how much time we got.
Well, for this segment, we got 1 minute. We'll have another segment right after this, but where did it all begin?
I had a few NAI offers, and then D3 school. I ended up picking up Loras College. I went out to Iowa Dubuque, and then I went to a junior college.
Was it Mesabi Range College?
No, it was not.
Okay, I'm just checking. What?
No, I'm not.
Did you ever hear of Mesabi Range?
Today.
You're not getting my mug, I'll tell you that.
That was actually a really good
answer.
That's
my cherished mug. Zane Short, UW Green Bay men's basketball. Stick around. You got time to stick around?
Yeah.
After going to class or anything?
No.
A few more minutes, we come back. Back with more of Mino and the Mayor, back after this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Joan Jett. You cannot beat Joan Jett on a Thursday morning. Thursday is always my favorite day of the week. And I can't beat her. Where are you?
Zane, is this...
You said you'd meet me now. It's 1:45.
See, we start the music.
I don't walk, but I run just... back to you.
Okay. Back. Okay.
Put me down.
Do you listen to this stuff?
And this is our warm-up music. We were Denmark, you know.
Oh, this is your warm-up.
This is what they do.
And I bet you used to like it, and now it's like, it's just tarnished.
You still like it, don't you? We did that in your honor.
I might like it even more now. That was a great cover.
Oh, man. Jay Shore, UW Green Bay men's basketball joining us here.
This kid is incredible. You're 6'6". Your brother's...
What Google says. So, I mean, you know how basketball players are.
You have two other brothers?
Right around there, yeah. Brother for the older one, grew up with him. Not directly related, but grew up with him. Mm-hmm. Close as a brother. He's related.
Right.
How did you guys get together with such a great group of athletes
right.
in Denmark for this small little town and whatever? What you guys had going and still have going. I mean, you're still... Do you guys credit everything with Mr. Miller?
Mr. Miller. He did a good job. He did a good job with us in high school, keeping all of us on a straight path. That's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, half of us didn't even really know that you could play a lot of ball after high school until like we got to high school and figured out that there's another path for us. So, I mean, Patrick, our starting center, he was an All-State kid too. He thought he wanted to be a pro skateboarder when he was a kid.
No kidding.
No, nothing for basketball. My little brother didn't play basketball like that until he was older too. So it's like,
then you guys put it all together.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
It just kind of just happened.
And, incredible. Yeah. D1 basketball. You had different levels. By the way, Loras, isn't that where Mark Scogan played? I think Mark Scogan was a.
Yep, that was a Division III school I started off at.
But they played good ball.
Yeah, they were a national championship game, I think, the year before my freshman. So it was real enticing as a high schooler coming in. But then I went to JUCO Division I levels.
And then JUCO?
I went to Indian River State most recently.
Okay.
And then I had what was my St. Louis one? Oh, my God. Lewis and Clark. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, Lewis and Clark in
In Oregon?
No, down in
Missouri, right?
Illinois-Missouri border.
Yeah, okay.
Right
Lewis
there.
And Clark, the expedition?
Yeah, well, there's a Lewis and Clark in
There is. It's Division
Idaho.
III out there. They're like orange
or Washington.
And black.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Jim. You know, they made it all the way to the West Coast. They didn't stop at St. Louis.
I didn't know there was a school out there.
We're trying to get to the Pacific
Portland
Ocean.
State.
Where are we now? St. Louis. That's far
I
enough.
Thought.
You know what?
I thought
what do you guys think?
Were,
okay. Yeah, I'm tired.
So I
I'm going home.
Okay. I didn't know there was a Lewis.
We discovered the road to St. Louis.
I
That's good
enough.
No,
there was a Lewis. Out west. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Back to you because you are
what
the guest.
What do you guys think? And let's take a vote on it. I say we stay in St. Louis. All right.
I say goes.
Yes. Right. I say goes. Yes.
No, that was my first stop after Loras. And I was doing real well out there. And then I shattered my wrist on a fast break dunk. I got pushed off the rim on a contest, and I just landed on it, broke it, and ended my season short. Had the opportunity to go down to Florida, Indian River State. We ended number 2 in the country there. We had a good run in the JUCO March Madness tournament, and then we actually lost to Patrick, his JUCO team. Yeah.
People don't realize how good high-level junior college basketball
is. Insane.
What, my first job was in little Twin Falls, Idaho, and there's a school there called the College of Southern Idaho. They must have turned out 25 NBA players.
Wow. They are great. Yeah, it's... And people don't understand, it's like the best of the best athletes in America who just had a rough go in high school, couldn't get their stuff together before college and make
maybe
themselves
didn't qualify.
Eligible. Yeah. And they are athletes.
It's incredible.
How's your team going to do? You know, do you read the papers? Do you read what people say? Does that? I think sometimes you guys say you don't, but you do. But you know, I just think it's an uphill battle, right, this year?
Every season is for anybody starting off. True. There's always critics, and in anything you do, there's always the people giving you pushback. No matter what your profession is, even outside of sports, you always got someone saying you're bad or you can't do this or that. And opinions matter, but not as much as they seem.
You guys got a nice ball player from up around my hometown, Foster Wonders.
Yes. Yeah. Zero.
Shooter.
Nice. Yeah. Heck of a shooter, isn't he?
Shooter, yep. He's a shooter. Yep, he's... He did well in the scrimmage.
Yeah.
And then he did well against Iowa State. Iowa State has another Wisconsin boy, too.
From Kimberly, right?
Kimberly, and they have another one from Milwaukee. He had, 16.
Pavletsky?
Yeah, Pavletsky was from Kimberly, and then they have Mamilovich.
I know Milwaukee. Watched him in the tournament a couple of years ago. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That Pavletsky's special, though, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he is real good with the ball. I mean, he was at Wofford last year, right? Yeah.
Yes, out in South Carolina.
Yeah, for his size.
Yeah,
I know he's a good ball player.
Yeah.
He's got a nice shot on him. He's real crafty around that hoop.
Cool.
So tonight you've got a game tonight, which is pretty cool. That would you be right? What's the team tonight?
It's St. Leo's.
Anyway, we have all our tickets here. So do you play? You play the season. But you're graduating in December. Is that? Do I understand this right?
No. So I was there last season. I was able to. Sundance was nice enough to offer me to play this season. Not a scholarship or anything. It was the turnaround, and because I had that semester, I've been around the team, but I'm not playing with the team this year.
But let me ask you this: as far as with the transfer portal, that's changed college basketball more than anything's ever changed sports, isn't it?
Immensely. We don't know how it works. Nobody knows how it works. I mean, there's a guy that went from West Virginia to Arizona State. He practiced for the last 2 weeks at Arizona State, and he started last night in their season tournament. You don't know how, there's no ending to it. There's no start to it. We don't know what's going on with it.
I mean, if somebody could have, let's say somebody has just a breakout season at GB, he might be at some other school next year.
Well, that happened a year ago, didn't it? With McGee.
Went to Wisconsin?
Yeah, went to Wisconsin.
I mean, I can't imagine being a coach these days.
Yeah. No, especially mid-major. And I feel like they're going to do something about it soon.
They have to. Well, another thing, though, it really hurts a lot of kids coming out of high school who are planning on a college scholarship.
Yeah.
But there's so many other kids just moving around. They don't even have to look at high school kids.
You can be 26 and play. Yeah. There's a 28-year-old on, I think, some football team. It's I think Oregon State.
There's one.
There's like a 28-year-old.
He's in his sixth school. I was reading his sixth school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no lie.
Yeah.
He didn't attend classes, but he went there and said, I'm here for a couple weeks. And all you got to do is get on the internet and say, hey, I'm opening myself up, and people go after him.
Yeah, transfer waivers are insane now.
How's your NIL money?
we gotta figure out that.
You got to talk to Mr. Miller. Have his brother Jess.
Exactly. Yeah.
Have the bar Hagemeister.
Stuff up
all
there.
All those things.
We like that.
Hey, Zane Short, UW Green Bay men's basketball. Wonderful having you here, and I think it's awesome what you're going to do in your future.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this, guys. It was really fun.
You've got a phenomenal future ahead of you. Thank you, my friend.
Gives us some confidence knowing that you're going to be out there.
Absolutely.
You young guys. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mind on the Mayor, when we come back, we're talking United States Marine Corps. Back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They are absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm